different with Podcast 411, the podcast that brings you the 411 on podcasts, podcasters, and podcasting.
Welcome to the April 6th show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. On today's show, our guest will be Kimi from the KimiCast podcast. But before we get into the show, a couple quick announcements. First, we now have a helpline for you to call into. If you have questions about podcasting, leave a comment. We'll play it on the podcast, try to answer your questions. And the helpline number is pretty easy to remember. It's 1-206-666-HELP. That's 1-206-666-HELP. I'd love to hear your questions, and if we play them on the podcast, I'll send you out a Podcast 411 t-shirt. Second, not so much an announcement as more of an observation. When I got up this morning, I was quickly berated by the wife for having worn my sweats to bed. She was complaining that my sweats, which had pug hair on them, we have a couple of pugs, had caused the pug hair to get into the bed, which might make sense, except for the fact that we let the pugs sleep in the bed with us. So I'm kind of thinking, just a long shot here, but I'm thinking that the pug hair in the bed probably came more from the two pugs that were sleeping in the bed than the sweats that I wore to bed the night before. Just an observation, I might be wrong. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get right into the interview here with Kimi from the KimiCast. Here we go.
Kimi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm going to start out with the traditional first question, which is, what was your first computer?
My first computer was a VIC-20. Got it at Kmart for $99.99.
You know, the VIC-20 and the Commodore 64 have been the most popular answer.
They were the cream of the crop. That was the stuff to have.
I was an Atari 800 person myself.
Never messed with those. I've never had a chance to even look at one. Was it cool?
Oh, yeah. I still have it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I still had my VIC-20. I gave it to my mom, and when she passed away, I went through all her stuff, and I saw it in there. I don't know what happened. I think it might be in a closet somewhere, so I might take it out and mod it or something now that that's the big thing, so we'll
see. Eventually, you know, I'm thinking, okay, if I hold on to it long enough, it may be worth something again.
Yeah, but
you know, everybody else is thinking the same thing. So
absolutely.
So I'm 85 years old, I don't have my Atari 800, and my wife's going to still be going, when are you going to get rid of that thing?
I hear what you're saying. That's awesome.
I think I know the answer to this next question, which I always ask, is what was the first podcast you listened to?
It's Bib and Yaz Take Over the World.
Bib and Yaz, of course.
Yeah, they're the ones that, I call them pioneers. I mean, they're the first ones I heard. Bib was actually talking about it, I think, before he started. I started listening, or reading, I should say, his blog, Bib's Revenge.
Okay.
And that's how I got, I got turned on to the podcasting when he started talking about it. I didn't try to do anything yet with it because I was still going with the blog and I didn't have time. You know, I thought I'd have to get all this equipment. I didn't know what was involved in it yet. But that's the first one I heard.
Now, beyond Bib and Yaz, what other podcasts are you listening to now?
The Metal Show, I'm starting to get into that. Those and yours, of course, I'm listening to that now. And there's a couple. I actually listen to, I forget her name, Drew and something. Don and Drew.
Okay.
You know, I listened to one of them. I heard that, you know, there all these things about it. But I kind of enjoyed it. I got to say, it was one of those, am I going to like listening to a couple talk about a couple things? They made it pretty funny. So I think everybody has something to offer. Bib would have something else to say, but, you know, with his, I think he rocks. You know, I told him once when I first started listening to him, I listen to you. If there's something I don't agree with or I'm not, you know, into, that's the time I get up and I go make myself a sandwich or something.
No.
When I come back, you know, it's a great show.
Now, when did you start contributing to Bib and Yaz?
I don't know. I think it might have been the second show. It might have been the first. I don't remember.
I was going to say, because almost all the time I've been listening to Bib and Yaz, and I've been listening to it for quite some time, you've been there. It's been, you know, like me and Matt said, more Kimi.
I know. I love that. That was awesome. I was listening to it. I was like, hey. And that happened to be the show that there was less Kimi.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the big thing 2-0,
mm-hmm.
I had sent them a an intro with that, you know, with all kinds of, you know, effects and everything. But what I did the first time, I don't know if all your listeners are familiar with Audacity. You know, the first time I got the plug-in to export to MP3. Because everything I've done for Bib and Yaz has been exported in the WAV format. And I screwed it up, and it came out really poor quality, and they weren't able to use it. But yeah, I think more Bibb contributed me to the show, because I think I left him a voicemail or something, or I sent him, I don't know what it was, and then he started using it from there, and he kind of opened his arms and come on aboard.
Tell our listeners about your podcast.
The Kimi. It's not a traditional podcast, like a radio format where you have a couple of people or one person talking about a whole bunch of stuff, and then, you know, you have like a song, and then you read the news, and, you know, there's certain formats that people follow, whether it's something like that or just a couple working off of each other or whatever it may be. I did it like I live my life. I'm a stream of conscious person. You know, I'll be talking to you and I'll start on one thing and, you know, we'll end up a million miles away in 2 to 3 minutes. People call me crazy. I say I'm eccentric. But I'm crazy because I think rich people are eccentric.
Exactly. The difference between crazy and eccentric is the number of zeros.
That's what it is.
That's a decimal point.
So someday I am hoping to become eccentric. But I tell a story about something that's happened in my past. Same thing I do with the blog. I'll pick something that, you know, I remember that particular moment or that the Percocets bring to the surface, and then I'll put it on the blog, or I'll put it in the KimiCast, as I'm calling them.
Now, I noticed on your voicemail Friday cast, some of the comments in the background, it sounds like you have a pretty good following on the blog side. A couple of people seem to be upset that you're doing a podcast versus
yes.
a blog.
Yes, they are. Carpool Dave, the person that actually started me out blogging, I didn't know what blogging was before last year. We had this thing where we were driving to work every day, and he mentioned that I probably should start a blog. I started laughing into what it was. I'm thinking, you know, hey, what's that? And he started it for me. He actually purchased the Kimi.com. And I own it now, but before that it was his. So he always would put on there that he was the owner of Kimi. If he didn't like what was on the blog that day, he'd try to sell it. So you'd see a for sale sign pop up, you know, Kimi.com for sale. And it's just this funny thing that we had going on. But, they don't think I'm putting enough blogs out.
Well, I noticed that there seems, and I hear about this, there seems to be this split between bloggers that are pro and anti-podcast. And, you know, some of these bloggers just absolutely don't like anything to do with podcasting. I think part of the reason is because podcasting is getting press, and they don't want anything taking their press away.
If you think about it, the blogs were just starting to really get noticed. You know, wasn't it a blogger who did the whole Dan Rather thing?
Yep.
You know, brought that to her. So they started getting out there, and then, bam, here's the new kid on the block coming and stealing their fire. So I can understand where they're coming from. The way I look at it, it could be a beautiful union. You know, you take the best of both worlds, and that's what I'm trying to do. But, yeah, I think if you take both podcasting and blogging and you put them together, you can have a stronger medium in which to, you know, a soapbox to get up and say, hey, hello, here I am. That's what I'm trying to do with mine. If you listen to any of the podcasts that I've been doing, you can go back into my blog and actually pick out the story that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
At some point, I hope that it's going to be a little different, but you get the best of both worlds.
You're the 27th interviewee, and I think only two or three people would, I'd say, fall into the category that their podcast is really more an audio blog.
Right.
Whereas the majority of the other ones would be more of a radio show.
Right, and don't get me wrong, I grew up wanting to be a DJ. You know, that was the thing. You can't tell now because I'm getting over a cold, but, you know, I had the voice for radio. And at least that's what everybody told me. My mom told me I had a voice for radio.
This is Kimi.
This is the Kimi, live from somewhere.
Yeah.
Live, I think I said something like that on their show, on the Bibb and Yash, where it was like, live from the front, because I was playing a video game. And
Yeah, I remember that. And then they were saying from the rear, and it was Kimi from the rear.
Yeah, they always got to come out with that kind of comment.
Yeah, you know, Yaz is a little too homophobic. You know, you kind of wonder a little bit there.
I know. Yaz scares me. Hey, Yaz. That's what I love about this medium, the podcasting, is that it seems that the witty people are the ones that are doing it. You know what I mean? I haven't heard any boring stuff yet that I can talk about, but I'm pretty sure you have because you're. Yeah, I'm still trying to find my format. I think I've got an idea where I'm going to change it up every day to have, and as you can tell with the poorly recorded voicemail Friday, and I apologize to anybody who listens to that, I don't have an interface to my computer from my voicemail, from my phone, and we're trying to work on something to get it so that I can actually record from and have better quality. But I'm doing voicemail Friday. I might have an offspring Tuesday, where offspring again are my children, where I'll let them kind of come in here and, you know, defend whatever shenanigans they've done throughout the week and go with something like that. I'm still, I think I'm going to keep my shows around 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's nice and short.
I think I'm up to, actual shows, I think I've got five. I've got 10 recordings that I've done. The first three were more of like, hello, is the mic on?
I tell people, don't go and promote your podcast until you do at least 3 to 5 shows, depending on the length.
You told me that, and I appreciated it. I think I started promoting it and started doing stuff within the first, you're just excited to be there, Hey, I'm here at the dance. You want to dance?
Yeah.
And it's the best advice. Anybody out there listening, he knows what he's talking about. It's going to take you that long to get comfortable with just the whole idea of it. It's something brand new.
Well, I have to give that advice credit to Paul at the PK&J show, because I saw that they waited until they had done like 4 shows before they actually had contacted me. And I was wondering why they waited and really had done the shows. And then I thought about it, because they were thinking about being in it for the long haul.
Right.
And if you're in it for the long haul, don't get overly excited and run into the dance with your pants down.
Yeah. Which I've done many times.
But I know it's really exciting. You got your podcast out. But, what I did, too, before I launched mine is I had a person I was sending the podcast to, and I was saying, hey, review this. Tell me what you think. Give me some feedback. There was a couple that, re-edited, rearranged, went back and redid them on the first few. And matter of fact, my number 2 show that I ever did, which is the first interview show, was with Chris Rockwell from the Daily Download.
Wow.
And no pun intended, but the audio was so crappy, I had to yank it after it was out for like 2 weeks. So
did you get all the questions? Where's it at? Where's it at?
Well, he knew. Yeah, he knew. Yeah. And matter of fact, I did 45 minutes of interview with him, and it came out 2 minutes of audio.
Wow.
It was so
bad.
I took clips of his show before and clips of his show after the interview part. And he was okay because I had him back on with his other podcast, which was Band Tracks. Well, I was rambling, and this is this interview about you. So
it's about us.
Well, I was offended by Bib and Yaz because they said, oh, our inner circle is da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they didn't mention me. I was like,
oh, they didn't mention you? You're part of my inner circle. How about that?
Thank you.
There you go. I think that's it. Bring him in or out. I'll give you an intro that's 20 minutes long. He actually sent me an email. I don't know when it was the other day. He said that people had requested shorter intros because I've been doing all their sweepers and all that good stuff. And they are rather long. I figured, I'm going to give them a long intro so that it gives them an opportunity to get their stuff together.
I like the underdog one you did on yours the other.
Did you? Yeah, I'm a fan of that type and that era of cartoon.
Oh.
That's why you'll hear a lot of Foghorn. Foghorn Leghorn is my favorite cartoon character.
Now,
I love them.
I love the alternative cartoons. I used to go to cartoon festivals. I mean, I am such the geek. I am like I'm a comic book guy from the Simpsons. Okay, but one of my favorite alternative cartoons is No Neck Joe. And
No Neck Joe. I don't think I've heard of that one.
Most people don't know who No Neck Joe is, but it was just it was kind of adult cartoon, and some of it was raunchy, some of it was just really politically incorrect. The guy that created that is Craig McCracken from Powerpuff Girls fame.
Really?
Yeah, so this is his early cartoon before he did Powerpuff Girls.
Wow. I got it. This you can edit it or not, but I have to say I was digging on the Powerpuff Girls.
I love Powerpuff Girls. I've been a fan. And some of the characters in the Powerpuff Girls, like the Gangrene Gang, were created in the No Neck Joe cartoons.
Wow, I'm going to have to check out this No Neck Joe. That's pretty awesome. I have daughters, and when they were young, I blame them. That's my out right there. That's my safety net. That's why I watch cartoons. I have children. But I was into the whole Sailor Moon, all the anime that was coming around that time. Is it Sailor Moon's anime, right?
Sailor Moon is Japanese anime.
Okay, there you go. So I say that. That's why I say, you know, the anime I like was Sailor Moon and all these others, and I used to just love watching that stuff. It reminded me of the old-fashioned cartoons that we'd watch here. I don't know if you ever saw Speed Racer and all that stuff, but
Speed Racer, Battle of the Planets. Oh, there was some great Japanese cartoons back from the 70s.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the thing is that when I was watching these, I was like, yeah, this is great. This is the kind of stuff you guys have to grow up on. And luckily they did. You know, we had that available. So, no, back to the thing, I love Foghorn. I love the underdog. And I used to work in a call center. I worked in a lot of call centers. And when I was actually on the phones, I recorded, I put the underdog wave on my computer. And when somebody called me and they didn't, you know, I've talked to so many techs before, you can't help me. I was graveyard, so I could do a lot of this stuff. I'd say, hold on a second, let me show you something. I'd play underdog for them. I gauged the customer first. I wanted to find out if they were going to be, you know, open to this. If it was like an elderly woman, I'm not going to play underdog for her. But if it's a cool cat calling 2 o'clock in the morning because he's going to download his pictures of, you know, boats and trucks or something, I would play underdog for him, and they'd laugh, and we'd get through it, and, you know, most of the time we'd be successful. I like having fun. I like having a good time. I hope that's coming across on what I'm doing, because that's what it is. It's all fun.
It is coming across.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Now, which we should mention right now, tell our listeners where to locate your podcast and website.
If you go to www.keeme.com, that's K-E-E-M-E.com, you will see any of the podcasts are on there. It's podlot.com.
Okay, so you're using Podlot.
I got to tell you, the guys over at Podlot, I think his name is Russell. I signed up for the free deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first day I had it set up, it was so easy. He helped me out. I mean, I asked him for assistance online through the IM or through their, I forget if it was on the website where it was, but he came on, and they're quick, they're reasonable. I mean, $4, yeah, I'm not going to beat that.
Now, what do you get for storage?
Storage, I think I'm at 150. I forget what they gave me, but I know it's unlimited bandwidth, which is the one thing that I was thinking about. I figure the storage, I don't care, I can just pull stuff off if I had to. But the bandwidth was the big thing for me. It's like, you know, I'm not going to have to ever worry about that, you know, crapping out.
That one and the Libsyn are I had previous guests on, Catless, and she uses Libsyn. She likes Libsyn, and I've mentioned before that Podlot and Libsyn are the two out there right now with unlimited bandwidth.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I so far so good, no problems. The other thing I was going to tell you is you mentioned the improv. That's like one of, you know, you have these desires, these fantasies when you're growing up, and no, not the Bibb and Yaz kind, but you know, what you want with your life. Yeah, I got to preface it because see, they're going to think I'm talking about something else. You know, he's a Bibb and Yaz guy. Oh, we know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wanted to be a comedian. That was one of the things I wanted to. To stand up in front of people.
I would love to do the stand up.
Yeah, it's just it's timing. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. I'm reading up on some stuff right now. I also, you know, the thing is, I wanted to be a voiceover. I think I want to be all these things. I'm at the point where I'm dreaming all over again as a kid. This and blogging actually started that for me, and podcasting has given me, I guess, the podium. You know, it's given me the opportunity to start practicing it. And I know how much I suck right now and how much I have to improve. So it's all just going to get better from here, and that's what I'm hoping. If not, you know, I said on the first podcast that I put out, if it sucks, you know, it sucks. And if it continues to suck, well, it's just going to continue to suck, and that's it.
You know, listen to the one that just went up today of mine, and her advice, Catless's advice at the end was, you do a podcast because it's for you.
Right.
Don't do a podcast because you want to get 1,000 people listening. You do the podcast because it's what you love to do. Because this podcast is work. A podcast is work to do.
Absolutely.
And if you're doing it because you think you're going to get famous, or you're trying to do a podcast, hey, because this is what I think other people are going to like, you're going
to
be...
Just don't do it. Yeah, do something else. Go to school and get on the air. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's what you're thinking... Go to one of these. I don't know. I've never toyed around with going to a, you know, radio school of broadcasting or something. But get on an actual radio station and work your way up through the ranks, and then that's a way to get there. podcasting, it is, it's like you're saying, it's like blogging or anything else. It's a me-me, you know, it's for me. That's the way I'm looking at it. I'm having a lot of fun right now. There are people that, you know, I'm getting some nice emails coming across, and it's fun. I think that one person wrote that I could listen to him read the phone book, and I'd still listen or something like that. That was a great compliment. I thought, you know, hey, cool.
Well,
I might just read the phone book.
That would be better than your fifth show, right?
It's got to be. Yeah, thanks for that one. I appreciate it. That was a good one.
Anyway, keep anything you'd like to add about the show or anything else before we wrap this up?
Just, you know, if you have suggestions for me, let me know. You listen. If you like what you hear, I'd love to have you come in and sit next to me and let me tell you a story.
Where should people send emails to?
rkimi@cox.net.
And that would be COX, and not to type that.
Yeah, COX. For you Bibb and Yazzers, that's COX.net.
Okay.
I love it. I just love it.
Well, Kimi, thank you so much for being on the show.
No, thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure talking to you, and look forward to listening to it.
And I'm sure, like Matt and I said previously, more Kimi, please.
And I will give you more Kimi. The Kimi is in the house.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Kimi from the KimiCast podcast. You can find Kimi's podcast at www.kimi, that's KEEME.com. Thanks again, Kimi, for being on the show. If you out there would like to be on the show, please send an email to rob@podcast411, that's rob@podcast411.com. Love to have you on the show. Also, if you have a podcast promo you'd like to have played at the end of our show, please send the link to rob@podcast411.com or send the promo to podcast411@gmail.com. At the end of today's podcast, we'll be playing the promo from the Trucker Tom podcast. Trucker Tom, someone who we've been trying to get on the show for a while, and Trucker Tom and I have just not been able to get our paths to cross. We will take care of that here in the next month or so. Well, until the next time, this is Rob reminding you to listen different with Podcast 411.
Are you suffering from annoying iPod pain and itching? Well, relief, my friend, is on the way. Tune in your browser now to truckerphoto.blogspot.com for soothing immediate iPod pain relief. Avoid that embarrassing doctor visit and make that expensive iPodectomy unnecessary now by tuning in to Trucker Tom's podcast. A twice-weekly application of Trucker Tom will immediately melt away that embarrassing pain and itching in your iPod. Again, that's truckerphoto.blogspot.com. You better do it now before it gets out of control.